Blog Talk Radio.
Shout out to Adrian Adonis. Yeah. This ain't no video game. Yeah. This life will only give you one gear. That's where my brothers, we are locked up in a brutal scene.
Damn.
Fuck underground, I'm thunderbound. Damn. So point the arrow now. Damn. I built the pyramids and rose the sun, so call me Pharaoh now.
Grab
that's just some food for thought, so take it like a protein.
Yeah.
I live in places that's so anti-black and pro-green. Money over Africans, but we ain't really Africans. Divide us like we fractions, so we won't reclaim our past again.
God
so tell your fucking pastor, Robin Master, take a class again. Cause I'm gonna show these people there's no need for you to ask a man. Just get up on your knees and talk to God, don't worry about your sin. I'm telling you the truth, my words, my bond, and I can vouch for him. This light up in the tunnel, can't you see it? Use your glasses, damn, I'm tired of...
All right.
Yeah.
Welcome. This is Dr. Will Rogers, a.k.a. Master Teacher 33. And today is Tuesday, October the 20th. Tuesday, October the 20th of 2015. And the time is 12 noon, a little after 12 noon Central Time. As always, we have another outstanding show scheduled for you today. And as you know, I'd like to get right into the meat of the message. I know your time is valuable. I respect you. And I respect your time, so I do not want to waste your time. I want to spend as much time revealing, explaining, illuminating, and simplifying the word of God, the word of Yahuwah and his son, Yahushua. So today, my brothers, today, my sisters, we have another important topic. We want to kind of do a show that ties into the current pay-per-view series that we're doing, which is how to spiritually and consciously connect with God. Today, we're talking about how to monetize your diakonia. Now, this is one of the most important topics because, again, your diakonia is God. That's how God chooses to manifest himself to you and through you. God chooses to inhabit the minds of his people. God has chosen the foolishness of preaching to save those or to save some who are lost. It is this under over an understanding that you are an extension of God. So when you're connecting with God, you're connecting with yourself. When you are monetizing God, you're monetizing yourself. When you're monetizing, you're energizing. When you monetize, you energize. When you energize God, you are energizing yourself. The Bible says that we have this treasure hidden in earthen vessels. What is this treasure? Christ, the Christos in you. The Bible says that the kingdom of God is within. Luke chapter 17, verse 21. Luke 17, verse 21 tells us the kingdom of God is within. The Apostle Paul says in 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 19, your body is the temple, sanctuary, dwelling place of the Ruach, Pneuma, Holy Spirit, which is within you. 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 19. Let me say that again. How do we monetize or energize our diakonia, which makes us a disciple? So how do we monetize your calling or your gift? How do you energize your calling or your gift? Again, Paul says, your body is the temple. So it has to do with the body. And so if you don't understand the biological interchange that takes place on a chemical level, when you think, it produces chemicals inside of your body. So I don't care how spiritual you may want to be or be, if you don't understand the basic biology and psychology of your spirituality, you're not going to manifest your God-given diakonia. You are always self-destruct because you don't understand the process by which change takes place. Monetization is simply the changing from going to a place where there is no monetization to a place where there is monetization. Monetization is just entertization or entry. So when you embark upon the journey, it is an inward journey that you choose to take the narrow path that leads to your God-ordained destiny, which is your God-ordained diakonia, which is your God-ordained discipleship or discipline that gives you God-ordained or good old-fashioned discipline. In the words of Yahushua himself, Jesus Christ says, Yahushua says, enter through the narrow gate. For the gate is wide and the road is easy that leads to destruction, and there are many who go therein. See, for the gate is narrow and the road is hard that leads to life, and there are few that find it. Matthew chapter 7, verse 13 and 14. So Matthew 7, 13 and 14, 14 says, for the gate is narrow and the road is hard that leads to life. So notice the road leads to life, brothers. Jesus came, Yahushua came, that you may have life. There's a lot of other stuff that everybody says that he came for, but he says he came that you may have life, that you may have it more abundantly. So I don't know what everybody else is talking about. Only thing I know is what he's talking about. So when he says, if I want to connect with him, if I want to be one with him, that means I need to go within because the kingdom of God is within. That means I need to get in contact with my body because my body is my temple, and my temple is the dwelling place of his spirit. And his spirit is my ruling disposition. And the ruling disposition is life. See, life is like playing a computer game. See, when you help design and then experience what you have designed, see, you don't know that you are the program designer. You are also the controller, but you are also the character in the game. So not only did you write the computer program or design it, you are also sitting in the chair with the controller in your hand, and you are also the character that you are controlling. You are a spirit that has a soul that manifests itself through a body. You are a spirit that has a soul that manifests itself through a body. You are a biological, electrical. You are a biological, electrical, chemical being. If you take on what I call victimization consciousness, what you are saying is that something outside of your spirit, your soul, and your body, there's something outside of your biological, electrical, chemical that controls you. That means that now you are subject to outside forces. And as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. It is done unto you as you believe. The Bible says in Luke 17, 21, the kingdom of God is within. So why are you looking for everyone, and why are you looking everywhere instead of inside of you? You are the designer. You are the controller. You are the character inside of the play, inside of the video game. Now, to the average Joe, that don't mean jack. Don't mean nothing. Did it do anything for you? Probably not. So we got to go deeper down the rabbit trail. That's why you need to be a part of a series on how to connect with God. See, when you embark upon the inner spiritual journey, it is to call to God because it's a call of God. Remember the acronym for the word God, G-O-D, good old-fashioned discipline. How do you get it? God ordained diakonia, which gives you what? God ordained discipline. You can't be disciplined if you don't have no diakonia. You don't got no diakonia if you don't have God. I mean, if you don't have an understanding of yourself, know thyself, no self-assume. So to be a true disciple means to get in contact with discipline. To get in contact with discipline means to get in contact with your diakonia. That's why I do diakonia reports. Notice that Jesus taught his disciples this, Luke chapter 8, verse 9. Luke chapter 8, verse 9. How do you monetize your diakonia, brother? How do you monetize discipline? How do you monetize your discipleship? How do you energize? How do you become one? Luke chapter 8, verse 9. For you, it has been given to know the secrets or the mysteries of the kingdom of God. But to others, I speak in parables. So if what I'm saying sounds like a parable to you, you don't understand the metaphysics of what I'm trying to reveal, explain, illuminate, and simplify. You see, growth involves transferring all parts of yourself simultaneously. Your spirit, your soul, and your body. Simultaneously. That is how you consciously and you spiritually connect with God. And most of us can't do that because we don't understand Luke chapter 8, verse 9. To you, it has been given. You ain't got to go get it. You already got it. The Bible says that God has given you everything that you need for life and godliness. So why are you looking for something that you already got? So Luke tells me in 8:9 that it has been given to me to know the secrets of the mysteries of the kingdom of God. Notice what are the secrets and the mysteries, what it's for. It's for the kingdom of God. God gave you the secrets to the kingdom of God. But where is the kingdom of God? Let's go to Luke 17:21. Luke 8:9 tells me that God told me something. He wrote it inside my DNA. He gave me a secret. He gave me the mist story. A mystery is a story about mist. You are made up of mist. What is mist? Water. According to science, the body is 80% water. God gave you the mystery. He gave you the keys to the kingdom. What controls water? Remember Dr. Emoto's study? Remember cymatics? Sound controls water. What is water? Hydrogen, oxygen, nitrogen, or H2O. Two molecules. I said nitrogen, but not nitrogen. Two molecules of hydrogen, one molecule of oxygen. These are the genes of God. It's the oxygenes, and it's the hydrogenes of God. Your mind controls your body. So let me say it again. Luke 8:9. It has been given to you to know the secrets of the myth story of the kingdom of God. So you know it, but you don't believe it. So I must remind you by giving you a Dear Committee report. That's why you have to have your Dear Committee report, so I can remind you what you already know. So you can remember. Remember part two of how to connect to God? The word re means to return. The word member means mem. A mem is something that changes you on a genetic level. It is the biological transmission, but how is it done? Repetition and replication. And so anything that is repeated. So anytime you sit down and you remember something, so a bad event happened to you, right? And you're dwelling on that bad event. So you're returning your genes to the chemical state of that event. Heavenly Father, touch the minds of your people. Every time you remember a bad event, you return your DNA. Your DNA is trying to evolve, because the word evolve is the word love spelled backwards. Your DNA wants to love everybody, but you keep remembering things that forces your DNA to hate everybody. And you're wondering why you got a spirit of hate, or spirit of poverty, or spirit of disease, because you keep returning your genetic code to its previous mental disposition. So God says, I've given you everything that you need for life and godliness. And where is that? Where is it at, brother? Does the Reverend Dr. Bishop have it? Do I have it? Do your teacher have it? Does your mother have it? Does your father have it? No. The Bible says in Luke 17:21, the kingdom of God is within you. So if God says, I've given you the keys to understand the kingdom, and the kingdom is inside of you, you got to go inside of you. Now, I know that sounds like a bunch of metaphysical mumbo-jumbo, because we don't understand what that means biblically. You see, my brothers and sisters, it is the process of physical. It is a physical. It is a mental. It is a spiritual. It is a financial process that involves your body, your emotions, and your thoughts. Your thoughts control your emotions. Your emotions control your body. You are the temple in which God dwells. So to grow holistically, to grow spiritually, to monetize, to manifest, to be one with God, is to be one with your kingdom of God that is within you, not yourself, not your flesh, not the ego. Spiritual growth requires a spiritual understanding. Your inner spiritual journey begins the day that you take responsibility for your life and stop being a victim. The day that you begin to stop looking outside of yourself and start looking inside of yourself for your solution, that's the day your life changes. Now, I got to say something that's going to shock your theology. I apologize in advance. You know what? I don't apologize. Because, again, ain't nothing to apologize. I don't apologize for the truth. The kingdom of God is spirit. God is spirit. Those that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. So why are you reading dead books written by dead men for dead people? Are you dead? I don't think so. You listen to the show. That means you got to listen to your spirit. Brothers and sisters, are you listening to your head or are you listening to your heart? Do you have people or do you have purpose? Do you have people or do you have purpose? Do you have people or do you have purpose? Do you have a head knowledge or do you have a heart knowledge? Are you choosing between option A or option B? If you listen to any of my shows, you know you never choose between option A and B. Never, ever, ever choose. God is not a God of limit. It's not option A or B. It's option C. You never choose between people and purpose. You choose both. Because people are purpose. Purpose is people. Your purpose is to influence people. But the enemy going to tell you to choose between your career and your family, or your career and people, or your career and this. I choose both. How about you? Your enemy is going to tell you to choose between good and evil. Good and evil, the tree of knowledge of good and evil. I don't choose either one. I'm interested in being good or evil. I choose life. Because Jesus came that you may have life and life more abundantly. That's what the scripture just says. But why are you choosing between good and evil? Why are everybody trying to get you to be good? Why is everybody trying to get you to be bad? That's what the devil wants you to do. God wants you to have life and life more abundantly. That's what the Bible says. That's what we just read. Yahushua came that you may have life and life more abundantly. So to monetize your diakonia, first of all, you got to know it. You can't think that you know. You got to do what Jesus said. What did Jesus say? Jesus said, Yahushua said in Luke 8:9, it has been given to you to know, not believe, not wonder, not think, not hope, not wish, not pray. It's been given unto you to know the secrets of the mysteries of the kingdom of God. That's what it says in Luke 8:9. Then we just read in Luke 17:21, the kingdom of God is within you. So if what you are to know is already within you, why are you going outside of you to try to find the secrets to you? It's inside of your DNA. So when I do a diakonia report, where do you think I get the information from? Your DNA. So it's a DNA report because your DNA is your diakonia. But you don't know what your diakonia is, so therefore you can't manifest it. Since you can't manifest it, you can't monetize it. Since you can't monetize it, you can't energize it. Everything happens in your life for a reason and for a season. See, people try to choose between free will and destiny. Everybody has this argument. God, did God give you free will? Did God give you destiny? You know what the problem is? It's just like the problem between evolution and creation. Do you know that evolution and creation is the same thing? Do you know that God created something and then he lets it evolve? So you're trying to choose between evolution and creation. Never take or choose sides. The devil is the god of bipolar polarity. That means he wants you to choose between good and evil. I ain't choosing either one. Choosing life. He wants you to choose between free will and your destiny. I ain't choosing either one. Choosing both. He wants you to choose between people and purpose. I ain't choosing either one. I'm choosing option C, both. So free will and destiny, both of these are real and both of them exist together. Free will is the ability to choose and act on your choices. Can you do that? Yes. It's limited, but you got it. You got limited free will. Free will is the ability to choose and act on your choices. Destiny is the blueprint. Destiny is the map. Diakonia is the blueprint for you to make the choices upon. So let me be crystal clear. You want to manifest and monetize and get paid, but you ain't got no map. So if I want to drive, if I live in Texas and I want to drive to California, I'm going to have to go to MapQuest. I'm going to have to go in and download a map. So if I make choices to drive from Texas to California, I got free will. I can make a choice, but I don't have destiny. I don't know where the hell I'm going, but I'm just going to make choices. I may end up in New York. Why? Because Texas, if I drive east, I'm going to end up on the East Coast. If I drive west, I may end up on the West Coast, but I need a map. Destiny is a map, brother. Destiny is the map, sister. That is what I do. I give you the map. It's called a diakonia report. Why? That's my job. How do I know it's my name? What's my name? Bethesda. What does my name mean in Hebrew? It means building the house that houses the Shekinah glory of God. What house? The temple. What temple? 1 Corinthians 6:9. The body is the temple for what? Of the Holy Spirit. Now, I don't give you the Holy Spirit, but I build the body that houses the Holy Spirit. That's my job. Now, what is your job? I'm going to wait a few minutes so you can tell me what your job is. Oh, you don't know. There's a reason that you don't know, because you ain't got your Dear Kinnear report. And then if you do got your Dear Kinnear report, you believe in somebody else instead of your Dear Kinnear report. So somebody come up to me, as I tell you guys all the time, Brother Will, man, I'm disappointed in you. Yep, let me read my Dear Kinnear report. Hold on a minute. My Dear Kinnear report says, people will be disappointed in me because I overpromise and underdeliver. Okay, so go ahead, Brother, what were you saying? Brother Will, I'm disappointed in you, man. Why? Oh, you said you're going to do something. You didn't do it. Okay, no problem. You think I feel bad? Hell no. Why? I already know. It's in my DNA. So if you got a problem with me, you got a problem with God. I didn't design me. God did. So you, brother, are walking around feeling like a victim. You're walking around beating up yourself because you're in somebody else's lane, fulfilling somebody else's free will, and living somebody else's life. How about you dare to be you? How about be the best you can be instead of a carbon copy of somebody else? I don't want to be Will Smith. I don't want to be Denzel Washington. I don't want to be, now when I was a little kid, I wanted to be Walter Payton. I wanted to be like Emmitt Smith. You see little kids, and they say, oh, I want to be like Magic, Michael Jordan. I want to be like this. No, be yourself. You are fearfully and wonderfully made. Manifest yourself. Monetize yourself. Energize yourself. I don't give a rip what nobody thinks about you. God made you. They got a problem with you. They got a problem with God. As long as it's the real you. Now, your ego, everybody got a problem with the ego because it's selfish and it's arrogant and it's cocky. Nobody wants to hang around an egotistical maniac. That's not what I teach. Now, there's some knucklehead that's going to listen to the show. So, yeah, Brother Will told me, man, I can go out and do this. Whatever. People take what you say and twist it to mean what they want it to mean. There's three words you need to wrap your brain around. Focus, discipline, and order. That is how you manifest your destiny. You have to focus on it. You got to be disciplined about it. And you got to have an orderly system by which to fulfill it. That's how you monetize, brother. That's how you monetize, sister. But you can't do those three. How are you going to focus? Do you know that you can't focus? You know the word focus is the word attention? Do you know what attention means? It has the word tension in it. T-E-N-S-I-O-N. Tension. So how do you create attention? You can't. You can use your free will to try to override your lack of attention and force yourself to do something. You can do that for a week, 2 weeks. If you got a really strong disposition, you may be able to pull it out for a month. But after a while, you resort back to your equilibrium. Free will and destiny. Free will is the ability. Where does it come from? Christ. What is Christ? Christ, the messianic office that furnishes the one in that office with the power to fulfill that office. That's what the word Christ means. Don't believe me? Go look it up. So Jesus is his name. Christ is his title. It's his office. His name is not Christ. Christ is the messianic office that furnishes the one in that office with the power and the ability to fulfill that office. Why don't you have power? Why don't you have ability? You're not in your office. What is your office? Your Dear Kinnear. What's your Dear Kinnear? Your destiny. So what do? I tell you, you. So that way you can go out and be you. Because being you is being God. Because you and God are one. Because you are made in the image and the likeness of God. God is in you, operating as you, manifesting himself through you. You are an extension of God. You don't pray to God, you pray as God. Now, that's a cookie blower. I understand. Don't get me wrong. I know this is contrary to your theology. Trust me, contrary to everybody's theology. Go to church. You don't find a preacher telling you that. Destiny is the blueprint that determines the course of your life. It's amazing to me because most people wonder how free will and destiny can exist at the same time. How can creation and evolution exist at the same time? Because you got to create something first, brother, before it can evolve. Do something first, sister, before you can travel on the destiny. You got to choose to travel before you need a map. I don't need a map if I ain't going nowhere. Why do I need a map if I'm not leaving Texas? If I have no desire, I have no desire to leave Texas. Why? I ain't got no reason. So you got no desire to change your behavior. Why? because you ain't got no other behavior. But if I give you a destiny, if I tell you, you ain't supposed to be drunk 24/7. You ain't supposed to be walking around with no 40 in a brown paper bag sitting on the corner wasting your time. You are called by God. You've been glorified. You've been justified. When I empower you with something that lines up with your genes, you know what's amazing, Daniel? Everybody that's homeless, broke, busted, disgusted, evil, sinning, they are fulfilling their destiny. They just fulfilling the bipolar side of it. So you see, brothers, whatever degree that the pendulum swings to the left, it also swings to the right. So let me use myself. I'm a teacher. So what's the opposite of teaching? If I'm not teaching, I'm doing the opposite. What's your gift, brother? What's your gift, sister? Let's say you're a giver. You're designed by God. You just don't know why. You just give, give, give. God, the more you give, the more God gives you. Why? That's your gift. What's the opposite of giving? Taking. So if you're not fulfilling your gift positively, you're fulfilling your gift negatively. Look at your problem. Look at the most predominant problem in your life. That's your gift. Let that sink in for a moment. Look at the most predominant problem in your life right now. What's the most predominant? Now, me, very easily. I ought to be very tough on because I am a manipulator, because I am a didactic teacher. So if I'm not didactically breaking down the truth, I am didactically fulfilling the lie. Those are the only two choices I got. Either I am fulfilling what God has called me to do, or I'm fulfilling what the devil has called me to do. What about you, brother? What's your gift that you are fulfilling negatively? So you've been called to do something, but instead of doing the positive, you're doing the negative. We all do it every day, all day, 24/7. Your job is to recognize it, because once you recognize it, bam, you just expose it. The devil has no more power over you. You see, brothers and sisters, when you live within your destiny, that means that you are using both your head and your heart. Remember the show that I did on your heart and your head? Your head limits your heart. Your head thinks, your heart feels. Your head is fast, your heart is slow. You need both. Your head makes fast decisions that your heart can slowly fulfill. But your head and your heart is not in the same place. That's called division. The Bible says that a double-minded man will not receive anything from God. Now, everything that I'm sharing will continue tonight at 7 p.m. Hopefully you're already a part of the series, How to Consciously and Spiritually Connect with God. If not, go to my website, masterteacher33.com. Click on the link that says donation and make that $100 donation so you can join us. Payment plans are available. Email me at masterteacher33.com@gmail.com. My email address is masterteacher33.com@gmail.com. Why? You have to monetize your purpose. Number one, you have to clean out the temple, caring for your physical body through mental and physical. Now, you got to eat right, but it's the mental junk that's keeping your temple cluttered. You have to clean out your temple. That's your mental temple and your physical temple. Why? That's where the Spirit of God dwells. So if I want to monetize my dear Kinnear, the first thing is I need to understand what my dear Kinnear is. Now, again, if you need assistance with that, I do a Dear Kinnear report. Cost is $300. Just simply email me, masterteacher33.com@gmail.com. It's the best $300 investment you will ever make in your life. It's a 500-page document that explains you to you. You need it yesterday. You get that document, it tells you, oh, wow, I've been doing this since I was five. I've done a plethora of these. I've never done a Dear Kinnear report that somebody said that I wasn't doing this at five. Because your purpose was given to you at birth, and we lost it. It was beaten out of us by our parents. I did it to my son. I didn't know no better. So my son was like a scared little chick. My oldest son, he's a carer. He's a giver. He's like me. But I didn't understand. Thankfully, my youngest son, everything I brought him, he took it apart. And I almost did the same mistake. Because I would spend a week putting together his Christmas present. On Christmas Day, he would take it down and put it back together in less than 5 minutes. But he put it back together, he added something to it. And I would get angry. Say, Kendrick, why in the hell are you taking that, man? You know how long it took me to put that stuff together? And the Spirit told me, leave him alone. When you're watching a child play, you're watching a child at work. Kendrick is an engineer. He's at the University of Texas right now in the engineering department. He was an engineer at birth, and I damn near killed it because I was too stupid to recognize purpose. Purpose exists when you play. So when you get off work, what do you do? Whatever you're doing when you're playing, that's your purpose. Now, you need to finalize it. You need to fine-tune it. Because I found out I was a teacher for 20 years. It did nothing. What am I supposed to teach? Basketball? I thought I was supposed to teach football. So just because you find your deer caneer, next you got to find your niche inside of your deer caneer. That's how you manifest it. When you focus on it and you become disciplined about it, and you add some order to it, then people pay for it. That's why I get paid to do it afternoon. People pay me to do that. I used to do it for free when I was broad, talking about everything. Now I talk about specific methods because I need it. Very important, brothers and sisters. Find your niche. You monetize it when you energize it. How do you energize it? When you give it your attention. How do you give it your attention? How do you get disciplined? You can't get disciplined. It's given to you. Why am I disciplined about this area, but I'm not disciplined about another area? It's in my DNA. Do you think I went out and decided, you know what, I'm going to go to school to be a didactic teacher of esoteric information. Where do they teach that at? Trust me, I tried to go to school for it. I couldn't find a school that taught it. Then God told me one day, knucklehead, you don't need to be taught it. You know it. I gave it to you. I put it inside of your genes. It's in your blood. Trust and believe in yourself. When I started doing that, my life changed. Stop thinking with your head and start thinking with your heart. Because out of the heart flows the issues of life. That's what it says in the book of Proverbs. So my brothers and my sisters, join me tonight at 7 p.m. again. Email me at masterteacher33.com@gmail.com as we continue with part three of how to consciously and spiritually connect with God. We're going to break down the biology of dopamine and serotonin, what they call the pleasure chemicals, how those are released whenever you attach yourself with God. Good old-fashioned discipline. God ordained dear Kinnear. God ordained discipleship. When you become a disciple of God, then, and only then, you're going to have no problem with being focused, with being disciplined, and with being orderly. My brothers and my sisters, I am Dr. Will Rogers, a.k.a. Master Teacher 33. Just call me Brother Will. God bless you. His name is Asha. Aya Asha. Aya Aya Iya. Some people call him Yahuwah. May his son continue to bless you. Some people call him Jesus. Some people call him Yahushua. May the Ruach, they said apart one. Some people call it the Holy Spirit. Some people call it the Pneuma. But may the Holy Spirit, holy, set apart, spirit, ruling disposition. That is your dear Kinnear, by the way. Your dear Kinnear is a ruling disposition that makes you different. I teach different. Do you think there's nobody on the planet that can do what I do? I don't got no competition. Nobody can do what I do because nobody has my genetic disposition. It's like my spiritual fingerprint. That is the indwelling of the Spirit. When you find and you connect with the kingdom of God that is within you, according to Luke chapter 17, verse 21. That's your destiny, brother. That's your destiny. Find that, there's no demon in hell that can touch you. Because why? Then, and only then, you're in your office, you're in your calling, you're in your anointing. When you walk through the valley of shadow and death, you'll fear no evil. Why? For God is with you. He's in you. And may the Ruach, the set apart one, continue to lead you and guide you. And as always, my brothers, as always, my sisters, I will, make no doubt about it, I will see you in eternity. God bless you.
Y'all need to wake up now, but no, this ain't a pyramid scheme. Like the police, yeah, I'm still on the scene. After I murdered and flee, reality, you wouldn't murder or flee. That's all truth if you heard it from me. Verbal or circle MCs, firmly a virtue, bring the world to its knees. So when I bless you, you should certainly sneeze. People don't purchase CDs, so I give it to them for free. Cause one bird in the house better than two in the tree. You still dreaming, thinking your career is something that's not. You kettle corn with something to pop. You still dreaming, pass a message if you run in the pop. Tell a mama hold it down and hold you up like all the traffic just stopped. It's like some people, it's like I let the sample sing to you. The truth is in the words, but it's all a dream to you. Or maybe your inception, Leonardo speak to you. DiCaprio tell you that you nice, snap out the actor, yo. You going us to get out of that shell like pistachios. So quit dreaming. Quit dreaming. 1, 2, 1, 2. Some dreams they dream, some dreams come true. A 1, 2, 1, 2. Some dreams they dream, some dreams come true. You just, it's just, I see.
But my vision is to fail. Cause this dreaming is the reason I ain't breathing with this hell.